You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Welcome. How's it going? Welcome, Jenna. Sorry.
Oh, hello. I was wondering who you were talking to.
Talking to you, definitely. We've got Jenna Todd from Time Out Bookstore. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I've woken up with a bit of a shock with all the earthquake news. I'm thinking of everybody. You know, you wake up and you get an email from someone overseas saying, are you okay? It's like, what happened? But
I just woke up to the Facebook thing being like, this person is safe. You know how Facebook does that? You can mark yourself as safe. And it was like the Christchurch earthquake. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And I just went online and like.
Surreal. Like, oh, I know. Man. I know. It's a lifeline, this Facebook stuff at these times. But I'm going to review a book called Swing Time. It feels very strange because I don't have the book in my hand. Mm-hmm. And usually I feel like if I hold it, it helps the review. But all the staff want to read it at the moment. So
it's in high demand.
It's in high demand. It comes out tomorrow. It's by a woman named Zadie Smith. Cool. And she is a really wonderful writer who's well known for her like take on contemporary Northwest London. Often her books contain mixed race characters. Oh, Alice just brought up the cover for me. That makes it feel better. It's a beautiful, vibrant cover.
It's yellow.
So she often explores mixed race families and the dynamics of that, as well as like intellectual culture and often the university professor type parents. Mm-hmm. I've always really enjoyed some of her most well-known books are On Beauty and White Teeth. They came out about 10 years ago. So Swing Time is set in Northwest London. It is about these two girls who are friends. They're both mixed race, but they're opposite parents of where that comes from. And they have that kind of competitive friendship, which I love reading books about, that dynamic. Yeah. And in that way, it reminded me of Elena Ferrante's My Brilliant Friend, which is an Italian story of two friends. And they are both dancers. It's set in the 80s. One girl, her father is actually in prison, but she tells her friend that he's on tour with Michael Jackson as a dancer. Right. So there's that kind of stuff going on in that great pop culture. And then we go to, we move forward into kind of today time, and the protagonist, who is unnamed, she has been working as a PA for this kind of like Madonna or Britney Spears like musician and going on tour with her. And this particular musician, her name is Amy, she's doing work in West Africa and, you know, leads into wanting to adopt West African children and things. So that makes it sound a little bit lighter than it actually is, but it's that serious.
Okay. Yeah.
The protagonist is exploring her own identity and feeling really displaced in Africa, even though she looks like the people who are there, and it's that dynamic. So it moves around in time, and then it also explores that friendship where it kind of explodes at some point. Mm-hmm. And some like bad revenge things happen. So it's a really great, Zadie Smith hasn't written a really long meaty read for a while, and this is one of those, and I really enjoyed it. I think her writing is so fresh and contemporary and vibrant and relevant, and yeah, I just love to read every word that she writes. I was so happy to read this.
Did you find you could connect at all with any of the characters within the book, or could you kind of relate at all?
Not really, just in terms of my own experience, but in terms of the pop culture element.
Yeah.
I felt similar to that. And also I went to dancing, so like when I was a kid, so it describes the dancing classes and the teacher and the piano player, and so a little bit, but for me it's reading about this life that I have never lived, which I really like. I think she's a master of time and that flow. I love reading books like that where it flows through time and it's not confusing. And it also, in terms of contemporary culture, has a bit of an email or internet scandal, shaming scandal in there as well. So that, again, feels very relevant to our culture today.
Cool. Awesome.
So highly recommended.
So does it like follow the girls as they get older?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because you're getting to the present time and all this stuff is happening with this big pop star as well. And I like that. It's kind of weird thinking about the pop stars and the people around them and that support and them.
And also how they view them. Like, I mean, you get a lot of celebrities that go to like third world countries and adopt.
Yeah, that like, made me think of like Madonna and Angelina Jolie and things. And how the people in that community live. And, you know, she's trying to set up these schools and stuff, but that like the media coming with them when she's there, you know, it's kind of that ridiculous circus of that and making the circus of that culture. Yeah. She's so cool, Zadie Smith. I think she's really cool.
I think we've got a fan.
Really smart. Yeah, big fan. I mean, yeah, I must say that I went into it really loving her writing, so I knew I'd really enjoy it.
Do you think that people can kind of read this book without having read any of her other books and still get that same sense of like warmth or like adoration towards it?
I think so, yeah. I really believe so. I think she's so, it's great to read someone of, I think she must be, she would be 40-ish and just so of this time. It's so right now, and that's what I really like about it. And maybe 10 years, things that they're talking, if you read it in 10 years, things that they're talking about would seem a bit like irrelevant. Or a bit like, you know, oh, that was so 10 years ago.
You know. So this is coming out tomorrow?
It comes out tomorrow, yeah. We've got a huge pile coming in for Christmas. It's $37. It's published by Penguin Books.
And do you reckon people are going to rush in and snap them up? Has she been garnering quite a following with this book?
She, well, just with her other stuff, she's the type of author that if she's sitting on the table and people, they'll be like, oh, there's a new Zadie Smith, and they'll just pick it up and buy it without even reading the back of it.
Awesome.
She's one of those types of
It does sound like a great novel. I've never read any of her other stuff, so I'm keen to kind of check it all out.
Yeah, I recommend her. Yeah.
Cool.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.